Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Help with our blind spots. Check out this conversation I had with John Opelousky and Jim Wiegand on the Leading from Alignment podcast. If you want to watch the full 30-minute interview, I've shared a link to that video in the show notes.
So Craig, we've had this conversation with a lot of our clients who are struggling with this very issue of leaning or on their strength more than they do on the Lord. And here's the struggle for them. They say, I don't know when I'm doing that.
Right.
Now, you mentioned mentoring, right, as a help, and obviously we're 100% on board with that. Yeah. How does the Holy Spirit help in this? And if he does, how does he help us, how does he help us determine or understand or discover maybe when we've crossed that line?
Mm-hmm. I love Psalm 139 is David's intimate prayer about how well God knows him. And I love the opening verse. He says, Lord, you have searched me and you know me. And then he kind of goes through and lists all the way that God knows him. And then yet the last two verses of that psalm is a prayer. Once again, he says, search me, O God, test my heart, see if there's any offensive way in me, and then lead me in the way everlasting. And so I think that kind of it's an ongoing cycle. And that's part of the maturing process is to say, okay, God knows me. That means he knows the strengths and weaknesses I have. And right. But I need to seek him continually to say, am I using those strengths in the right way? Are they still under your direction, or have I taken it out of your hand and tried to run with it myself? And so that's where I think the Holy Spirit will speak to us through the circumstances. There have been times when I've had a problem with a team member that I've gone into the bathroom at my house, closed the door, and I will just get face nose to nose with myself in the mirror and say, Holy Spirit, is there a plank in my eye? Is there something here that I'm missing? Why am I having this conflict again with the same person? Is it something that I'm doing that's triggering them to lash back at me? And I think that's where the Holy Spirit can, once again, if we're open, he's not going to do flashing red lights and, knock us down, but we have to be open to say, I will receive what you have to say to me.
Can I ask one too? Because it seems like what you're talking about, like you're saying, you are self-aware of the fact that at any moment you may not be self-aware.
Hmm.
Does that make sense? Sure. So there's a certain emotional intelligence to recognizing that nobody is fully emotionally intelligent, right? Sooner or later, we're going to hurt somebody and call it their fault. Sooner or later, we're going to say something silly that we've always said, but now it's costing us. So what role does being just fully self-aware, is that, we talk about the Holy Spirit, we've talked about natural giftings, but maybe there's this balance between the two where we're always testing ourselves to see if, search my heart and know me and keep doing it and don't quit. What role have you found like self-awareness? And can you teach somebody to be self-aware, Craig?
I don't think that, I don't know. I haven't figured that fully out for myself. Am I fully self-aware? Because, maybe the part that I'm aware of is not, there's still a, blind spot over here that I haven't seen. Yeah. I think for me that the big thing has just been the repeated messages. When the Holy Spirit brings that same, it might be a different person, but it's almost like the same person again, the same issue. Okay, why is this coming back again? This must be an area. And I remember one time when I was in the business world, I had to make some tough decisions on some things. And twice I had somebody that I was working with that called me an arrogant blankety blank.
Something.
And I'm like, why would they use, there's two people now that have used that same, nasty word. And that was one where I had to say, you know what? I think they're right. I think that I have allowed my pride, my hard charging on this business deal to take over here. And, I had to repent of that and ask the help for that. So that's how it's worked for me, is that I have to recognize, hey, this same situation keeps coming back. The same type of personality keeps coming back. So God must be trying to get my attention on this. And so, you know, it might take a half a dozen times before I finally realize, oh yeah, got to do something here.
I'm not sure if you've noticed, but I have posted quite a bit this week about a leader's self-awareness. From my book review of John Maxwell's The Self-Aware Leader, to my training with a pastoral team in South Carolina, to the clip I just shared from this interview. This aspect is so crucial for leadership success. As one of my friends commented to me this week, your timing on this is incredible. I was just thinking about self-awareness this morning. It's probably my biggest fear as a leader. Am I accurate in my own self-assessment? Am I who I think I am? These are questions that all leaders should be asking regularly. I'll be sharing more clips from this Leading from Alignment interview soon, so please stay tuned. Shepherd Leadership, The Metrics That Really Matter, is available in print or ebook and in audiobook through either Audible or Apple. I've shared links in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.